as Merrill gets ready, John, for season number 47, broadcasting Eagles football. Little taste, little snippet through the years, because Merrill's going to join us Sunday. We're going to hear the real, at the preseason action, the real action, as Merrill has called it for so many years.
Jaworski gives off inside, running with Montgomery up the right side. Left 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! How about Montgomery? Montgomery explodes on the right side, and the Eagles have scored first.
The Eagles come winning it. They stop the Cowboys here. They give it to Smith. He doesn't make it! And stop them! The Eagles take over on downs! The Eagles take over on downs! The referees are talking. We've got the problem. We've got the problem.
Oh, they're going to call the two-minute warning. They're going to say it was no play. Eagles stop them once. Can they stop them again? Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield.
Oh!
He's at the 40.
Oh! He's going to go. Deshaun Jackson. Oh! I don't care if he's jumping. Guys, he's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Middle East.
He steps up, he's hit, he stumbles, he is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you. Let the celebration begin.
All right, and let another season commence, and it'll commence with Merrill and Mike on the call Sunday in Foxborough. Merrill, you got me pumped up. Merrill, you got me goosebumps here, my man. Good morning, Merrill.
You got me goosebumps. Putting me through all that again.
Well,
but you know what? I remember every second of every one of those moments.
Amazing.
Merrill, tell me if this is a true story. You know, we talk about the stories back in the day and all the amazing calls you've had. Is it true that when James Willis intercepted the ball in Dallas in 96 and lateraled it to Troy Vincent, somehow you lost view of the play, like you almost fell out of your seat or something, and it got hard to call the play?
Well,
as
not
Troy
exactly.
Vincent, what happened there?
Okay, first of all, James Willis was totally screened in the end zone from the view that we had, but we knew it was an Eagle because we saw the helmet, and we saw the sleeves go up. So as he's going up on the sideline, now my spotter at that time was Derek Boyko, who became the Eagles' public relations director. He was my spotter. And Joe McPeak, who is very professional and is still to this day is my producer, they're together. And all of a sudden, they're so excited about that Joe tackles Derek. And now I see Willis coming up the sideline, but I can't tell who it is. So at the last second, I'm biding my time. I'm saying, the Eagles have the ball. He's running with the ball. And then I glance over to see. I know Derek would have the spot for me, and the two of them are on the floor. Then I look up, and I see 23, and it's Troy Vincent.
Right.
And I think it's Troy Vincent until they get him in the end zone. But, I still think of that, and I still grimace.
It's unbelievable.
Well, not your fault, Merrill. Now, your spotter got tackled.
No, it's my fault because I didn't pick it up on my own. You never blame your spotter.
That's fair.
It sounds like total mayhem. And when we listen to those replays, Merrill, there's so much emotion in your voice that goes into that. How tired are you at the end of a game? Like, does this just take everything out of you when the game expires?
It does. It does, John. You know, the night before a game, I sleep very, very well. I get a good night's sleep. I'm rested. I'm going into the game. The night after a game, I am just too wound up. I mean, you are emotionally drained. People ask me about players after a big win or after a devastating loss. They'll say, boy, that must have been a great plane ride home. Or, boy, that must have been a long plane ride home. And I say, you know, you don't know the difference. Because once the players get on the plane, they are so emotionally drained that you really can't figure out win or loss by their expressions. The next day you can, or immediately after in the locker room you can, but then it just saps everything out of you.
Wow.
Merrill Reese with us here getting ready for season number 47. Merrill, I know that you have nerves before every game. You've told us that before. Do you have extra nerves prior to game one of a season?
No.
Oh, old hat. He's a professional. He's a professional. He just rolls 40, out.
46 years or heading into 47, you know.
Merrill no just way. Rolls no, out of bed no, and does no, a game.
I'm not denying that I'm not nervous.
Sure.
I have more nerves before preseason game number one, where I have 180 people on the sidelines.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about 90-man rosters, memorizing rosters where you have 12 wide receivers. That's more nerve-wracking. But you go into a season, look, there's never been a Sunday morning or a Monday night or a Thursday, whatever the game is, that I'm not nervous all day, that I don't feel it in the pit of my stomach. And I can look at food once I get to the stadium. Mike eats right through the broadcast, by the way. But none of that... But I am a nervous wreck until Joe actually cues me and I go on with the game, and then it all dissipates. It all goes away, and I feel like I'm in a total zone doing what I'd rather be doing than anything else in the world once that game begins. But you just I think it's the same as a golfer on the first tee, or you know, that pitcher walking out on the mound and throwing the first pitch. John, you know, it's pre-game jitters.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our annual, and we talk to Merrill more than once a year, but our annual conversation, you know, near the eve of the start of the season, we always talk to Merrill on either the Thursday or Friday before Eagles week one. And Merrill, it's an honor to have you on the program. It always is. And I've told you many times, but I'll say it again. For those who don't know, Merrill played a massive, massive role in my life, giving me my first job in this industry. And Merrill, you know, I'll always be indebted to you. Some people think you're a bad guy for giving me that job, and you created a monster. But I
thanks a lot, Merrill.
No, but Merrill, you know, I got nothing but love for you. All right, Merrill, we also got love for this Eagles team, and we think this should be a heck of a year. Take us inside your mind. I know I've talked to you a little bit privately where you have put the caution flag out there a little bit, saying, well, injuries happen and this happens and that happens. What is your mindset with such a loaded roster, but knowing that any season has a lot of twists and turns? What are you thinking as they're about to embark on another one?
I think they're the best team in football. I think they are clearly the best team in the NFC and probably one of the two or three best teams in the NFL, and I would give them the edge over Kansas City going in again. But I hate to repeat this, but the NFL is a war of attrition. It truly is. You take a team that could be 14-3 and lose the wrong three people at the wrong time of the season, and that team could be 10-7 or 9-8 or whatever. But there are so many things that could happen to the. I think the odds of any team making the Super Bowl are great, and making it 2 years in a row, they're even greater. However, going into this season, they are the team to beat. They are the best team, I think, in the NFL.
Merrill, it feels like the team that we're playing, the Patriots, are slowly dying. What's going on in New England?
I don't know, but Belichick is on the other sideline, and he is still, when you look at all the coaches, there's never been a more successful coach. He's a brilliant man. He's got some bright young players, but look, this should not be a tough test for the Eagles. It's tough in the sense that there are upsets during the first week of the season because you don't really know. The regulars haven't played together in a game situation. That's why you'll see four or five upsets this weekend, and hopefully this is not one of them. So there's a big unknown. But if you look at the two rosters, the Eagles are clearly the better team.
No doubt.
Merrill, give us a little bit more on the Patriots, because you've obviously been following them more, you know, preparing for the game. I mean, what aspects of the Patriots do you feel could theoretically be a threat to the Eagles this weekend?
Tough to say. You know, Mac Jones has not taken the world by storm.
No.
But I think he can be a very good game manager. I think he is a good short passer. He gets rid of the ball quickly. I think he, under the tutelage that he's getting now from Bill O'Brien, who is back as the Patriots offensive coordinator, who was also his coach at the University of Alabama, his quarterback coach, will be able to bring him along. They have some new people on the roster. They have Zeke Elliott. We'll see how much he has left. They will pound the ball with Ramondre Stevenson. They've got a pair of good tight ends in Hunter Henry and Mike Gesicki. And they have some good wide receivers. Devontae Parker is there. You remember him as a Dolphin, where he beat the Eagles. And then Juju Smith, who has given the Eagles headaches before, both in Kansas City last year and with the Steelers. He's part of their roster. So they've got some dangerous people on offense, and they've got some big-time players on defense too. So we'll see. As a roster, though, they are not complete. They are still in the formulative stage, and Belichick hopes that they'll get better as the season goes on. But they have some obvious holes on that roster.
Merrill, how much confidence do you have in our inside linebackers? Are they up to this challenge?
I think they'll be good. I really think they'll be good. I think Nakobe Dean is, again, he's really, really bright. He's very athletic. I think he's going to be fine, absolutely. I think they made a good move in bringing up Cunningham when they added him during the preseason, and he claimed that job right away. I think he's very good. I think they're going to be fine. I think the defense will come together. I've had opportunities to speak with Sean Desai. I think he's extremely bright, but we don't know scheme wise what they're going to look like because in the preseason, as they say, everything is vanilla. This will be the first time the Eagles defense version 2023 goes on the field together. So we'll have a lot to see. But there are some bright young people. I love Reed Blankenship. I like the fact that, you know, we all talk. I can't wait. I can't wait to see Jalen Carter. If I were Mac Jones, I'd be having nightmares all week about number 98. I think he's going to have a sack. I said to him yesterday, I said, I can't wait to call your first sack.
Wow.
I think it's going to come very early in the game. I think he's really something, and I love Nolan Smith.
Merrill, do you have a sense of how 98 Jalen Carter compares to 99 Jerome Brown and 91 Fletcher Cox? I mean, all interior players. It's so early. I get it. But just based on the pure athleticism, how does he stack up compared to those guys?
He's a great athlete. You can't take anything away from the kind of career that Fletcher Cox has had. He's been tremendous. You talk about Jerome Brown. He was great, too. I think that Jalen Carter could be every bit the pass rusher that they were. That's what he does. He gobbles up quarterbacks. But I think we have to wait and see. I think it's premature. Just like I'm very excited about Sidney Brown.
Sure.
And Howard gave me a tough time on a Zoom one day because I said that when I look at Sidney Brown, he reminds me of a young Brian Dawkins when he came here from Clemson. I didn't say the Brian Dawkins who went into the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
I didn't put him into Canton. I said that as a young player, he comes in, that the teammates call him a heat-seeking missile. So I don't know how much action Sidney Brown will get, but I think he's special. And I think that Jalen Carter is absolutely special. But to make comparisons after seeing somebody, he was great at Georgia, but to see him in practices where the quarterback wears a red jersey, or to see him in a play here and there in a preseason game, it would honestly be impossible to be accurate about what his ceiling is, although I do believe it's very, very high.
That's great. You know, Merrill, final thing here. Seltzer tells me I got to broach a topic here with you that...
Yeah, James, that's correct.
Do you want to broach this?
Absolutely. So we've talked about this on the show, Merrill. We all remember back in 2017, before the season, Jody Kammer showed up at your house with a bottle of champagne and said, "You and Cindy, drink this when the Eagles win the Super Bowl." And, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Joe showed up at your house this year.
And then last year again.
The bottle again. They make it to the Super Bowl. This year, no bottle of champagne. So Merrill, Richie, I, Rhea, the whole show think that Joe has to make a trip to your house before you leave for the game in New England to drop off a bottle of champagne. What say you, sir?
Well, he can send me a bottle of virtual champagne. We do things virtually today. So if you email me a bottle of champagne.
Oh, thank you, Merrill. Thank you.
I love it.
Because, Merrill, we got to drive down to Borgata tonight. You know, I'm a busy guy. I can't go in one direction and the other direction.
I don't blame you. It's a tough drive.
Merrill, you're the best, man. 47 years now, and you and Mike obviously on the call. We had mentioned it earlier. We'll say it again. The amazing and really very cool news that the Odyssey app now is a spot where people can actually listen to you and Mike call the game. First time ever, the Odyssey app will be a home base for people to listen to Eagles football live Sundays, in this case Sunday 4:25. So Merrill, have a great call. We'll be listening.
I'm lucky to sit in the booth with a great friend and a great broadcast partner like Mike. He does his work, and Howard prowls the sidelines and gives you everything from down on field level. So I'm very, very proud of our broadcast crew and all the people off the air that helped make this thing go too. So I can't wait. It's what I love to do more than anything in the world. And when people say to me, well, how much longer do you want to do this? My answer is forever. I feel great. I can't wait to get into the season. And I just love every single second of it. And I thank you guys for having me on this morning.
Merrill, a great pleasure for us. Thanks, Merrill. We'll be listening Sunday. Thanks, Merrill.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he is, Eagles legend Merrill Reese.